My name is Detta. I am a sophomore here at Sheppard University, and I spent last semester studying abroad in my home country, East Timor, or Timor-Leste. It is in Southeast Asia, north of Australia. It used to be one of the islands in Indonesia, but it's its own country now.
That's your home country. Tell us your story about East Timor and how you ended up here.
I lived there until I was 10, so I moved to the orphanage, which is run by an American priest from Pittsburgh, and I was there for just a little under a year before that priest, his brother, younger brother, who lived in Glenville, West Virginia, he had connections with my adopted mom and dad. At that point, my adopted mom and dad just got out of college, and they just decided to take a trip over to East Timor just because of the priest who runs the orphanage's brother. And so they did that. They came over and then just decided to adopt me, and that was in 2008.
What was it like coming here at age 10? Do you remember that?
I just remember being really excited because as a young child in in East Timor, I just thought I never really accepted the life that was given to me at that point. I know that's really weird saying it, like, and knowing that at age 10, but I just never really thought that I was going to stay there. So being adopted was almost like something that I wanted to do.
When you go back there, you're sort of like everyone else versus here, where you're unique.
Yeah.
Right? So talk about that. Talk about what it's like to go from here or Morgantown to someplace where you blend in so well.
It's actually funny because I don't really blend in. It's almost like I'm famous there because, like, where I'm from is a little enclave. And then the village that I'm from is a very, very small village, so everybody knows who I am. And when I was adopted 10 years ago, everyone had thought my parents sold me. So in Oekusi specifically, I'm known as this child who was sold to the Malay, which means the foreigners. I don't feel like I fit in. This trip, I just struggled so much to just like live their normal lives and like understand their culture. So I don't feel like I fit in per se when I'm there. So, and I refer to the United States as home instead of there as home, if that makes any sense.
You're an American.
Yeah, I guess so, which is, and that's why I really want to, like, go back often to relearn it and try to, like, be normal, you know, when I live there, maybe in the future.
What do you hope to do in the future? I mean, you've been back to East Timor a whole lot, and
I am an accounting major here. Okay. And what I am hoping to do is, I don't think I see myself moving back to East Timor and having a life there, but I envision myself like taking over the orphanage that I came from afar, you know, as far as just like funding it and stuff.
Explain why that's important.
Why it's important to
keep it going. Why is it important to have one?
Because there are people who don't have families, or people with families, they're not always able to support them. So I feel like orphanages are like a safe place for not just people without families, but just people who don't necessarily feel like they belong somewhere to go, you know. And especially in East Timor, East Timor is still a developing country. Like, a great percentage of East Timor is illiterate, so there's no jobs. Farming and agriculture is the only, like, the closest thing that they can have. And this trip, I felt lucky. And I just realized just, like, how much more I have than, you know, what they have. Because everyone that I grew up with my age, they're all married with 3+ kids.